Views as the eye can see, fresh mountain air, peace all around. This is how we imagine an idyllic mountain landscape. It might be true for isolated mountain regions. It doesn't apply, however, in the case of larger cities in the Alps. Their specification in the valleys can aggravate some environmental problems, according to Alpine geographer Werner Betzing. Another factor is the so-called temperature inversion weather situation that occurs frequently in the Alps, whereby a warmer layer of air lying above the cold air near to the ground prevents an interchange of the air masses.
When we have stable weather conditions, and in winter these can last for some time, even with a low density of traffic or population, air pollution levels can be as high as in Berlin or in the Ruhr area. This means that these ecological problems, typical of cities, can also become particularly acute in the Alps.
Noise pollution in the basin of a city in the Alps can also reach higher levels than in a town in a lowland area. As the land area in valleys is limited, and because it becomes increasingly built up, the competition between settlement zones and transport requirements, leisure areas and agricultural land becomes more acute. The Alpine city of Innsbruck is also affected by these problems. Therefore, policies for the Alps are devoted increasingly to the situation of the Alpine cities. The internationally binding document, the so-called Alpine Convention, should, according to Peter Haslacher from the Austrian Alpine Association, encourage a sensible approach to town planning.
Previously, Alpine states made their own arrangements with the EU. Now, the Alpine Convention will provide a platform to bring about a solution for the whole of the Alps.
A solution for the whole of the Alps, not only as regards area planning, but also for the fields of transport, tourism, agriculture and other problems. The Austrian Alpine Association has been committed to promoting this international agreement for many years now.